happy viewers, welcome to today's animal world, our co-inhabitants, featuring telepathic animal communicator, international public speaker, author, painter, dancer, and animal welfare advocate, Amelia Kincaid of Hollywood, California, USA. Amelia has loved and adored animals all her life. In her mid-20s, she took a class on animal communication, and from that point on, developed an ability to communicate with animals telepathically.
I learned this ability from scratch. I went into the workshop thinking, there's no way that I'm going to be able to do this, and I started getting information from a dog that was impossible for me to know.
Amelia's ability to understand animals has led to widespread interest in her work and international media coverage. She has been featured in the prestigious U.S. newspaper The New York Times and the German magazine Bild der Frau, as well as on BBC News, the South African TV news magazine Carte Blanche, and over 300 radio programs worldwide. A BBC documentary describes her work with elephants in South Africa's Kruger National Park. She is also known to world dignitaries, including Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Great Britain, who invited her to Buckingham Palace in 2002 to communicate with the royal horses. The passionate animal welfare and peace advocate has also written the enlightening books Straight from the Horse's Mouth, How to Talk to Animals and Get Answers, and The Language of Miracles, A Celebrated Psychic Teaches You to Talk to Animals, which discusses ways to speak heart-to-heart with our animal friends.
They're performing so many miraculous healings on human beings. Even if it's simply that they make you exercise, they make you laugh, they make you go outside and get off your computer and get off your telephone, and they bring you back to God's world.
In order to enhance public appreciation and understanding of animals, Ms. Kincaid has introduced the technique of telepathic animal communication at workshops and lectures in some 15 countries around the world.
It's Amelia Kincaid here in Switzerland.
People here in Zurich are so fantastic. I always get the most light, bright, enlightened, loving people. And my Swiss group is one of my favorite groups that I teach every single year. This year there were more people having magical transformations, all of a sudden being able to pick up information from animals when they think they've never been able to do it before in their lives. They don't even think they can do it. And they walk into my workshop thinking they'll never be able to do this, and by the end of the day, it's obvious that they are communicating with the animals, and the animals are telling them things they never could have known.
We asked Amelia why she thought it was not easy for most people to receive messages from the animal world.
In order to listen to animals, you have to learn how to quiet your mind. And you have to quiet your emotional body. And human beings are very turbulent. They're noisy and they're turbulent animals. So in order to learn how to hear what's coming in, you have to be completely silent. So in that way, this is a spiritual discipline. This is the highest spiritual practice, that you go into meditation and then you take the next step. Not only can you learn to silence your mind, you can learn to hear the thoughts and feel the feelings of other living beings.
Amelia Kincaid is deeply concerned about the state of our oceans and how troubling phenomena such as oceanic dead zones are hurting our animal friends.
The sea life is a reflection of what's happening on the land. Their well-being is going to reflect how much we've polluted their world, and it's an incredible mirror of what we're doing to ourselves. What we're doing to the animals in the ocean is really horrendous. People have to start caring, and people have to start learning how to share.
Have you communicated with dolphins and whales?
Sure, many dolphins. many dolphins over the years.
Are they concerned about the state of the planet and the sea?
All the animals are concerned about their environment and what human beings are doing to them. And everywhere I go in the world, whether it's in Thailand, I'm working with tigers and elephants, or in South Africa, I'm working with lions, with baboons, penguins, sharks, cheetah. All of the endangered species are concerned about the humans. They're waiting for us to get it together. They're waiting for the humans to stop being so destructive and selfish and start understanding that we're not the only people on this planet. We're not the only living beings that matter. And we have to start learning how to be loving and compassionate and caring and giving and share what we have with them instead of trying to take everything from them.
When we return, we'll have more from our splendid interview with Amelia Kincaid. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Today's Animal World, our co-inhabitants, featuring Amelia Kincaid, a sought-after public speaker, author, and telepathic animal communicator from Hollywood, California, USA. Amelia now describes her approach to becoming deeply connected with animals.
When you go into the animal's body, you're merging your energetic field. You're going to do that by creating a gateway of light from your heart to their heart. It's real. This electromagnetic energy is a ray of electromagnetic energy, and it's real. This connection is called phase in quantum physics. When you're not operating with phase, you're not connected to the animal. When you establish phase, two waves become twice as big. And now we have merged on wave instead of being two separate particles. You're going to go into the animal through pure love. Pure unconditional love. You let your mind go completely blank, and while you're sitting in silence, I'm going to push you. What do you see? What do you hear? How much light is there? What time of day is it? When did this happen? What's under your feet? What do you smell? The more analytical questions you can ask, and the more present you can stay in trance, which is basically what this is, the clearer your information, and the more you're going to be able to get really solid details, like names. Inside the animal's energetic field, all the blockbuster movies are out. So what was her life like when she was a puppy? What's her job? What's she trying to tell a person? What upsets her? What makes her happy? All those pieces of information are right there, available to you, and they're holographic. So you're going to stick that into your program, and you're going to run it. Most of my students say the biggest surprise to them is not that they see snapshots of imagery. You see little movie clips.
Animals are true, selfless heroes who have only the welfare of others in mind. Miss Kincaid provides the example of a young pig rescued from a factory farm and his unyielding loyalty to his family and friends.
Beautiful pig up onto the stage, and he couldn't stand. All he was concerned about were the other pigs in the factory farm. He wanted his mother freed. He wanted his friends freed. He wanted his family freed. He didn't even care about himself. He cared about the others that were left behind. I hear this story all the time. It's always the animals are concerned about the conditions that the other animals are in. They're trying to free their loved ones. They're a lot braver than we think they are.
What about communication between animals?
So animals think in pictures, they feel feelings, and they're all in communication with each other at all times. The only animal that has lost his place in the harmony of the planet is the human monkey. We're the only one that can't hear the other animals. When I'm meeting an animal for the first time, Zeus is an elephant. You know, I was working with elephants in the Kruger. The first thing that the elephants say is, "Why can you hear me? I thought all human beings were deaf." Now, how sad is that? They think we're deaf. They can all talk to each other, and we're the only one that refuses to listen.
In closing, Amelia Kincaid conveys her heartfelt message to humanity.
We're here at this time in history, this magical time in history, to help heal this planet. And if we don't do it, we're going to lose this planet and all the millions, trillions of incredible animals that are on it. And we have to learn how to live in harmony with them, to respect them, to understand that they have every right to this planet. They have an enormous range of emotion, incredible scope of intellectual capacity that people don't acknowledge. And we can't learn from them if we're busy thinking that we're better than them. We have to understand that they are here to help teach us. And when we approach them humbly with reverence, then we are able to be blessed on levels that people could never comprehend. The blessings they can bring us when you learn to hear what they're actually trying to teach you. It's so life-changing.
We would like to convey our sincere thanks to Amelia Kincaid for promoting kindness to animals and for giving them a voice in this world. May we all take time to stop and listen to our animal friends. Books by Amelia Kincaid are available at www.ameliakincaid.com. Cherished viewers, we enjoyed your company on today's Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Coming up next is Enlightening Entertainment, after Noteworthy News. May we all strive for a peaceful world filled with love, beauty, and grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.